Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable, presented by our friends over at betonline.ag. Again, this is the CLNS Media Patriots Roundtable. Nick Qualia, Marv Zahn, and Mike Molyneux. First of all, I don't think any of us had the Patriots winning that game, right?
No.
I had
you didn't?
No.
Marv
had them winning that game.
Look, here's the thing. Like, it was going to be a tough game. I thought the Patriots had a chance for sure. I mean, you got Bill Belichick. You've had this defense that's been really good or was really good at one point in the season and an offense that was competent. But the Bills, apparently they're just a wagon. And when these guys get going, when Josh Allen specifically gets going, I mean, who stops them? So the Patriots lose 47-17. Absolutely embarrassing loss. We were just talking about this before the show. The worst part about that loss is the fact that the rest of the country was watching that and was like, this is beautiful. This is perfect. This is exactly what we wanted. It was awful. Patriots lost, obviously. Patriots got destroyed. Today's show, we're going to talk about that game specifically. Now, I don't think we really have to get into the offseason quite yet, because I think we've got plenty to talk about regarding this game and what went wrong and really what went wrong near the end of the season. So guys, let's just overall thought dump right now. What happened?
Major takeaway for me. One, obviously I was wrong about the game, the outcome. I did have Patriots scoring 17 points, so just didn't see the 47 coming from the Bills. But a major takeaway is the Patriots, and we brought this up early on this show when the Patriots were struggling, but the Patriots linebackers, old and slow, couldn't stop anything. And
I did not see playoff Dante Hightower out there, which is that's what you heard coming up through the week. Playoff Dante Hightower.
Hightower's a guy, you know, a great piece. You know, I don't want to bash him, but he darn out stunk against the Bills. And he's been pretty bad in the second half of this season. Uche, nowhere to be found. Barely getting any time, any snaps. Judon, second half of the season. We noticed ever since the bye week, he's been nowhere to be found. Saw him miss many tackles against the Bills this past game. The linebackers, my major concern, the Kyle Van Noy's, Winovich doesn't get any snaps. Like, it's bad. It's starting to get really bad with the linebackers. It's time to let these old guys go. It's time to really revamp and get younger and faster. And I know the Patriots have been trending that way, but it's not there yet. It was disappointing just to see how this team came out. They came out flat. It looked like they didn't care. The defense failed the Patriots big time. Yes, offense has their struggles, and they've been struggling throughout the year. But defensively, during that seven-game winning streak, we're thinking, okay, this is going to be a top-five defense going in a top-five defense against a Josh Allen team. You like your chances there. You know, Josh Allen get some pressure on him, but there was no pressure. The offensive line for the Buffalo Bills looked elite, immaculate out there. Obviously, injuries hurt when you don't have Jalen Mills due to COVID, and you have Jawan Williams out there and Miles Bryant. Josh Allen's going to make you look silly, and that's exactly what happened. It was embarrassing. As a fan, I know it was embarrassing as the players, the coaches watching that. It was just bad. It was really bad. Old-fashioned beatdown. And we never seen anything like that. When a team does not have to punt at all and all they do is score touchdowns, you have to go into this offseason and say, even though we went 10-8, the way we just lost that last game could be the norm. And that's what it looked like in the past month. That could be the norm, and you have to revamp this defense. More changes need to come, and that's unfortunate because you had young athletes like Barmore who weren't able to do anything against Josh Allen.
Well, the perfect game, like you brought that up, that's legitimately never been done before. Every single drive resulted in a touchdown.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. It was unreal. Just, we brought up like Juwan Williams. Listen, games like that between, you just go back to the 2019 draft, Juwan Williams and N'Keal Harry, those right there, that's your first round pick. That's your second round pick. And it just kills me to know that both AJ Brown and Deebo Samuel wanted to be members of the New England Patriots. And Bill Belichick looked at N'Keal Harry in the first round and was like, you know what? That's my guy. I want N'Keal Harry. I don't want AJ Brown. I don't want Deebo Samuel. I want N'Keal Harry. But this game defensively, it was atrocious. It was terrible. They couldn't stop you. Like you brought up the pressure, Marv. That floater touchdown pass that Josh Allen fully admitted was supposed to be a throwaway to Dawson Knox in the back corner of the end zone. He had, 15 seconds in the pocket? This defense, I feel like an idiot. I think everybody should feel stupid. All the national sports media pundits talking about the NFL, everybody. Because this defense, in the middle of the season, people are like, this 2001 Patriots defense is back. This defense is a wagon. They stunk in that game. And I'm sorry. I think this is the point that we've come to now. I think the Bills have shown us that they are legit. They are real, and they're here to stay. The AFC East runs through the Buffalo Bills now. That's official. And on top of that, you almost have to build your defense around not how do we beat these other teams in the AFC, how do we beat the Bills? Because you're going to be playing them twice. And Josh Allen is 25 years old. You're going to have to build this defense with the idea, how does this stack up against the Buffalo Bills offense? Because they are here to stay for a long time. And also stop the run in the middle of the year. Guys, people were mocking the Bills for not knowing how to run the football. Devin Singletary ran 81 yards on your ass. It sucks. We were talking about this before the show. It sucked to watch that game. It was embarrassing. It was an embarrassing loss for the Patriots and Patriots fans all over. Mike, what do you think?
It's a nice term. Yeah, I believe I said it the last time we had a show. You know, I didn't have the Patriots winning the game. And I also felt like if the Patriots were to win the game, you'd have to get an amazing coaching job out of, you know, one of the greatest coaches of all time in Bill Belichick. Because when we're just talking about the teams right now, where that the Buffalo Bills are a better team than the New England Patriots. I said that the last time we had a show, and they proved it right coming out of that wild card game. The Buffalo Bills are a better team, were a better team than the New England Patriots. I know they got that win in Buffalo. Patriots were able to squeak out that win in Buffalo in weird conditions. They ran the ball a million times.
That game doesn't count. I'm over that game. It doesn't count.
Everyone took a lot away from that game, and then they played again in New England, and Buffalo came out as pretty damn dominant when they played again. They were very dominant when they got a chance to play again. And then you fast forward to the wild card matchup, and once again, dominance from the Buffalo Bills, and that's usually what happens when you have a very good football team going against a mediocre football team. And the thing that's frustrating about the Patriots, it's not like this team, same pretty much roster. I know Marv brought up they're missing a few guys here and there, but for the most part, it's the same team they've had from week one all the way to that last game against Buffalo. And we think back to points in this season. This is a team that looked very damn dominant. This is a team that gave you flashbacks to those early 2000 Patriots teams. This is a team that had people talking and chattering about the fact that we could possibly get a Patriots versus Buccaneers Super Bowl matchup. That's how good this team was playing. And then, poof, they lost it all. I know, you know, you guys brought up after the bye week, you know, they just completely lost it all and just completely went in the opposite direction.
I want to know what happened over the bye week. Something must, like, yes, what happened?
Something had to have happened.
They went, yeah, after the, they just went in the complete opposite direction of everything they were doing well throughout the course of the season. And then, you know, Marv brought up a lot of these linebackers, and I don't want to dive too much into offseason and what the Patriots should do and whatnot, because, you know, we're just still soaking in this most recent loss, and, you know, there's a lot of football left to be played in the NFL with the playoffs going on. But, you know, Patriots are really going to have to take a look at, you know, some guys on this team who've been around, who've served them well over the years. But as we're starting to see, you know, some of these guys who had great glory days for this Patriots team on defense, especially, it's about time to move on and say adios to a couple of these guys. I agree, Nick, right now, for sure, the AFC East goes through Buffalo. They seem like they're just a team that's going to have a stranglehold on that division for the next couple of years. Do I feel like the Patriots under Bill Belichick are, you know, far off from achieving that level of greatness once again? No, I don't. I mean, like we all, I think we all believe, once you have Bill Belichick, you want to believe that the team, can put the proper pieces in place and put the right foot forward on how to try to get back to being a successful team. But it's going to take some time, obviously, and right now Buffalo just looks like they have a stranglehold on the division. What I really want to ask you guys, and it's something that I want to know, in terms of Bill Belichick, I know he's talking about, you know, coming back for the 2022 season. And I mean, first part of the question for sure is, do you both believe that this season was a success, even though they got their ass kicked by Buffalo? Do you guys deem this 2021 season a success for the New England Patriots?
From the outside looking in, yes, it was a success, because you took a rookie quarterback and you brought him to the playoffs with you got this team to the playoffs with a rookie quarterback. But we all expected this team to go to the playoffs in general. When we did our preseason picks and we looked at the roster, this team should have made the playoffs. But when you really look at into this team, this season was, you can break the season into three parts. 2-4, which was disappointing. That 2-4 start was disappointing. And we all believe that the Patriots shouldn't have started off 2-4. Some of us thought maybe 4-1, you know, 4-2 to start off that season. So you start off 2-4. Then in the middle of the season, you have that 7-game winning streak. Then in the third part of the season, you go 4-5. When you look at it like that, that's very disappointing. That is a very disappointing way to have your season look out. Start off 2-4, go on a 7-game winning streak, then end off losing 4 out of 5 games. That's no bueno.
No, you're right. That's the perfect way to go about it, especially like the end, because, you know, middle of the year, let's just getting to the Colts game. Let's just start with the Colts game. You obviously lose that game, but the idea was, okay, well, you lose the Colts game, you should still beat the Dolphins. You're going to beat the Jaguars, and then hopefully you put up a fight against the Bills. The Patriots just fell apart, and it really came down to the defense. Like, I don't want to bring up the defense again and just shell them, but it just came down to the defense. Like, they don't have enough depth, and I'm sorry, but I know you kind of had to do it for, like, cap reasons, I guess, but you might not have even had to do it. The NFL cap is fake. I need people to understand that. The NFL cap is fake. You can do whatever you want with it. Look at what the Bucks do. You can do whatever you want with the NFL cap. That's not an excuse to me at this point. But having a guy like, I don't know, one of the best corners in the league, I think he would have been a very big help, especially against opponents like this, where you've got guys like Stephon Diggs running all over the field. You could take J.C. Jackson and put him somewhere else. You could stick some guy like Stephon Gilmore on Stephon Diggs instead. But you didn't. You really screwed up that entire situation. He ended up in Carolina. I think that was that's a major point that's kind of getting lost with this Patriots season. People just kind of ignore the fact that Stephon Gilmore was on this roster at one point earlier in the year, and he's gone. Like, before, Bill Belichick's catching some flack. I am glad that he's going to be back next year. I do not want any other coach in this league other than Bill Belichick. But at the same time, like, I feel like we give him a lot of slack when things like this happen because, you know, he's Bill and he's done this before in the past. He's gotten rid of players a year before they were done, and look what happened. But that's when you had Tom Brady at quarterback. That's when you had a Band-Aid. That's when you had a guy like Tom Brady elevating receivers. Like, this year's receiving core, I think 2 years ago when the Patriots really didn't have any receivers for Tom in his final year here, I think this receiving core would have been solid for Tom.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
But when Bill makes those moves and gets rid of those top defensive players, it was covered up by an offense that was putting up 30 to 40 points a game, where this year you have a rookie quarterback. When you make that move, you don't really know how good he's going to be. I think Mac's going to be a very good quarterback in this league, but he's a rookie. And he wasn't the problem in Buffalo. I think we can all agree on that at this point. He was not the problem in Buffalo. It was the defense. But you had a guy who could bolster the depth back there. I mean, Jalen Mills, J.C. Jackson, and Stephon Gilmore, that's a trio back there that I am plenty happy with.
But that's what we thought we were going to get.
And you chose not to do it. And you saw what happened. You couldn't cover anybody. And not getting any pressure at all. Like, I don't think anybody can cover a receiver for 5 to 10 seconds at a time. But, you know, it's. I think that's a point that a lot of people are just skipping over, that you had an elite cornerback there and you just let him go. You just let him walk out and you let him go to Carolina.
It's the Belichick way. It's the Belichick way.
The Belichick way, I think, needs to change, frankly. I think it's got to be different.
I think, yeah, we've seen over the years, offensively, defensively, we've seen guys that this team has let walk in different situations, and it's a head-scratcher for most Patriots fans. Like, what the hell are you doing? Why don't you keep that guy? Why don't you give him a contract? But like you said, Nick, they've had a Band-Aid over the years who, you know, as many times we question some of these moves that they make in terms of not retaining some players sometimes, you had a guy out there who can go win you games and make everything look fine. That's not the case anymore. And as much as, you know, people have faith and belief that Mac is going to be a solid quarterback for this team moving forward, some things in terms of Belichick needs to change. And, you know, like you said, I'm perfectly 100% happy that he wants to come back and coach again. I want him to be the coach. I wouldn't want anybody else to be the coach right now. I think they need to let Bill Belichick coach until he calls it quit. Don't screw it up like they did with Brady. Let Belichick coach until he says he's done. But with that being said, I think Belichick needs to somewhat reevaluate how he delegates some of the coaching going on within the team, because something's got to change, especially defensive. And Belichick's supposed to be this defensive guru. He's supposed to be the defensive coach. I don't know if that's the problem anymore.
He needs to get a real defensive coordinator, first of all.
I don't think it's fine. If
Steve's calling these plays, fire him.
Holy crap. Holy crap. It's not because all of the coaching interviews right now of Mayo's the one calling these defenses right now. Steve Belichick is not ready. We need to get a real defensive coordinator and actually give him the title of a damn defensive coordinator out there, and, you know, rework how we call plays, because it's not working. And I know we haven't really talked about the offense, and we're saying, you know, we're not putting this game on Mac, but this offense and Mac Jones is the reason why Patriots have to play perfect football in order to win games. It's the reason why, in order to go to a Super Bowl, they would have to be flawless. They weren't.
Yeah.
Mac's not the wasn't ready. in these last five games. He wasn't great these last five games. In this game against the Buffalo Bills, he has to be perfect. That interception that Hyde got, everyone's going to praise Micah Hyde for it because it was a hell of a catch. That needs to be a better ball. I'm sorry. If you have Nelson Agholor out there, you got to put more zip into the ball where we always hear the term where only your receiver can get it. You know, the Aaron Rodgers makes those throws, the Patrick Mahomes, the Tom Brady. Throw the ball where only your receiver can get it. It was going, if Micah Hyde wasn't there, it was going to have to be a little adjustment for Nelson Agholor to get that ball if you really look at it, because it's going to have to be perfectly done. If Matt King put a little more zip in the ball, it gets there, it's not intercepting. That's the type of throws Mike's been doing this throughout this whole season. The arm strength is not there yet. We believe he's going to get there. You know, he's very accurate, but he's only accurate when his receivers create that space.
Yeah.
There's more development room for Mac Jones to grow, and that's why the Patriots haven't been able to come back from games. Once it's down 14-0, you know the game is over. I was sick to my stomach when I saw that the Patriots were kicking the ball off first, because I wanted the Patriots to get the ball and beat up, because once they are down, it's going to be hard for Mac Jones and this offense to push it through.
I'm glad you brought up the arm strength, because, you know, he's a rookie. I'm sure it'll get better, but just the difference, it was just, you could see it. The arm strength difference, the velocity of the ball between Mac Jones throwing it and Josh Allen, who has an absolute cannon. Just seeing them, I mean, almost side by side, it's night and day. It's unbelievable. Before we keep going, because I want to talk about, you know, the rest of the AFC playoffs too. I want to get your thoughts on the remaining AFC teams. We got to talk about our friends over at BetOnline.ag. BetOnline would like to wish you a happy new betting year as we continue our march to the playoffs and beyond. BetOnline remains the number one spot for all these best sports wagering action for 2022, new year, and new updated desktop and mobile website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code CLNS50 to get started. From football, basketball, hockey, boxing, and UFC, right to your favorite Vegas casino games, don't wait to take advantage of all the amazing offers available for 2022. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all of your favorite sports. BetOnline, where the game starts. All right, do you guys want to continue talking Patriots, or are we burnt out with the Patriots right now?
I mean, if I keep going on Patriots, it's going to start seeping into how the hell they should try to fix this team, and we can save that conversation.
We're approaching that point of the year again where we're really going to have to start scraping. We're nice. It's fresh off the season, but
I'll save it.
Wait till we get to March.
I'm just very disappointed how they came out. That was like,
at least make
that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. Worse. How the Patriots came out that game was, I don't even know what to say. It was unbelievable to watch them play.
Yeah. Easily worst game of the season, obviously, but I've never seen a Patriots team perform in the playoffs in that way. I don't care who the quarterback is, Brady. Like, since Belichick has been the coach, that's the worst playoff loss. I think that easily suffered under Belichick.
It was terrible. It was a terrible watch. Like, it's the only thing that was a nice coping mechanism was some alcohol. It was nice. The rest of the AFC,
funny.
Huh?
I said I woke up a little funny.
The AFC, I think it's interesting because you got the Bills and the Chiefs this weekend. They would be a nice AFC championship like last year, but, you know, you got the divisional round Chiefs, Bills this year or this weekend. Then you've got the Titans and the Bengals. My first question, guys, do you think the Bengals actually have a shot? Because I'm a big fan of the Bengals. Love Joey Burrow. Love Ja'Marr Chase. I love that duo. I love that connection. The fact that they were teammates in college and now they're just tearing it up at the NFL level. I like the Bengals a lot, but do you guys think that the Bengals, A, have a real shot, and B, if not, who is your pick right now to go to the Super Bowl in the AFC?
So you said it's Buffalo, Kansas City.
Buffalo, Kansas City in Arrowhead. And then it's Tennessee, Cincinnati, and Tennessee.
Okay. So I think Cincinnati has an opportunity to shock the world and beat Tennessee. I really do. I'm assuming all signs are pointing to having Derrick Henry back, which would be a huge boost for Tennessee. Now, the question is, how ready to go is Derrick Henry? Nobody really knows. He's missed a lot of football time. I don't care if he's been practicing or whatnot. It's a different thing when you actually get into a game. So what kind of Derrick Henry are you getting? Who knows? But with that being said, I really believe in this Cincinnati offense. Joe Burrow, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon has found himself and is running the ball really, really well, like the guy I drafted a couple years ago that I wanted. You know, that offense is legit. And I really feel like they have an opportunity to shock the world and beat Tennessee, the number one seed, in their home field. It wouldn't surprise me at all if they came out on top. With that being said, the winner of the Bills and Chiefs game is going to the Super Bowl. I don't care who it is. Whoever comes out of that game is going to be representing the AFC in the Super Bowl. It's going to be, in my opinion, a real heavyweight fight. I think the Bills are going to throw some solid punches. You know what Kansas City and that offense can bring to the table. It's good. I think that's going to be one hell of a football game, and both teams will show out and show why, you know, they're in the position where they are to in the playoffs with a chance to go to the AFC Championship game. I have whatever team wins that game comes out of that matchup in Arrowhead, marching all the way to the Super Bowl and representing the AFC. You know, whether, you know, Cincinnati gets it done over Tennessee, or Tennessee continues to be Derrick Henry shows up and shows why he's one of the best running backs in the league. It'd be nice, great story, cool story either way. But if they run into the Buffalo Bills or Kansas City Chiefs, you know, I think they're going to take a loss. And that's just my thoughts and opinions on that.
Marv, what do you got?
Listen, man, the Bengals are my dark horse to make it to the Super Bowl. I chose them to make it to the Super Bowl before the Raiders game. The fact that they don't have to go through both Buffalo and Kansas City helps a lot, those two teams are facing each other in the divisional round. That's the key right there for me. And I think they can get through the Titans. Titans are a really good team. I'm not going to disrespect them, but they are going to need to control the clock. How Derrick Henry looks is going to be the key throughout that season. Just because we haven't seen it, I'm not going to put any predictions on how Derrick Henry is going to look or not. But I think the Bengals, with that high-powered offense and just the connection Burrow and Chase have now, is starting to become real, really scary.
And Chase is like almost uncoverable right now. You can't cover the guy.
It's crazy. And you can use him similar to how they're using Debo now. You've seen him with the jet sweeps, and you've seen him going out long. It's crazy. And you add a T. Higgins and a Tyler Boyd with that, it's starting to become an uncoverable offense there. And Joe Burrow's been on. As long as Joe Burrow's on right now, I think, you know, sometimes there's just a hot team that just goes to the Super Bowl. And I think Bengals can get that spark and make it. It's not going to be easy going to either Buffalo or Kansas City to win that game in the conference finals. But once you get there, your confidence is all the way up. No one's going to be choosing you. You're playing with house money. I think they can shock everyone and make it out of the AFC.
Yeah, see, guys, after what we saw on Saturday night, I think it's the Bills. I think the Bills, I think that team is too good. And look, and I know the Patriots defense was very underwhelming, but I don't think they were that bad. I don't think they were 47 points bad.
Nick, the Patriots suck.
They were 47 Bills points bad.
Bills beat a sucky-ass team.
I don't think they were 47. I think they weren't good, but I don't think they were 47 points bad. I don't think they were giving up the first. This is unbelievable. I don't think they were giving up the first perfect game in NFL history, Super Bowl era. I don't think they're that bad. And that's what we saw. But I think Buffalo's defense is better than Kansas City's defense. And I think their offenses are comparable. That's why I'm going to go Buffalo. Am I going to bet it? I'm not that confident. But I think Buffalo beats Kansas City this weekend, and I think they mow through whoever they're playing in the AFC Championship game. That Buffalo team is good. You know what? Bills fans at this point, I think they kind of deserve it. Tossing some sex toys back in the end zone again on national TV.
That's crazy.
Electric. It's what they do. It's what they do. All right. Anything else? Are we good?
We'll see how it shakes out in the divisional round, man.
Yep. All right. We'll be back next week. Maybe some off-season talk. Maybe just some NFL playoff talk. We'll get into it next week. Nick Qualia, Marv Zahn, and Mike Molino. Guys, we will talk to you next week. Again, special shout-out to our friends over at betonline.ag. We will talk to you guys next week following the divisional round.